There's a new plan out, and it's a 10-year plan, and it's designed to remove all those characters out there and all that colourful advertising around food that is deemed unhealthy. Now, we're talking characters like Toucan Sam on the Fruit Loops boxes. We're talking about Ronald McDonald. We're talking about the M&M's characters on the M&M's packets having to be removed in the interest of protecting children. Now, if children have parents who can't actually resist their requests for food that maybe is not at the right time of day, maybe it's getting close to dinner, maybe they've already had something a little higher in calories earlier on in the day. If the parents don't have that ability to say no, then are we just going to let the bureaucrats from the health department take over? Because where does this stop? This is all designed on the basis of protecting people's health. Well, on that basis, if we're going to protect children's health in particular, let's start with the kids, because that's where these bureaucrats want to start, then we better ban kids from playing Aussie rules. You know, they might hurt an ankle, they might do a knee, they might get a slight concussion. You better ban the rugby codes while you're at it. You've got to ban soccer, because hitting the ball can result in a concussion. Cricket's out the door too. You're going to have to ban those sports. Softball, Port Lincoln softball grand finals on the weekend. What if a player gets hit in the leg with a ball? You better ban that as well. How far down this path are we going? And then on top of that, this is the good bit, they want to ban the advertising of unhealthy foods at major events where there are large crowds. So you can sell a pie at the Centenary Oval Canteen, but you can't actually advertise the fact that you're selling a pie at the Centenary Oval Canteen.
You people are idiots.
And I think that's probably a generous tribute compared to what they actually are.